Our devotion today comes from Hebrews chapter 4, beginning with verse 12. The Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who was tempted in every way just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. You are probably pretty adept at being able to hide your hidden agenda. Just like actors who kind of dress up in a costume and get themselves in character, sometimes we can be like that in life as well. We can be good at dressing up our motives, what's really going on down inside of our hearts, so that our outward appearance appears so good. We see this in little kids. When they'll come with their sad eyes or their tender voice to their parents asking for something, or maybe shading the truth a little bit or telling a lie in order to get what they want. Maybe as adults, likewise, we might be in a situation where we pretend to show some really deep concern about somebody, hoping that someone will think, wow, what a nice person, what a wonderful Christian person. Maybe sometimes we're outwardly friendly to an individual, and the real motive in the heart might be lust. Or maybe acting truly interested in a particular cause, but the real motive is actually self-advancement. Maybe in a conversation we might pretend to sound really concerned about someone, but in reality we can't wait to take this story and share it with somebody else and spread gossip to make yourselves look good. There are a lot of different ways that we have hidden agendas. And it's interesting that we're able to really keep those hidden. No MRI machine can find it. There's no lawyer or prosecuting attorney that can ask the right probing questions to get the real truth out of us. And yet the Bible tells us that God is able to look down inside of each one of us. He knows every hidden agenda that we have. Listen to the descriptions that are given here about the Word of God. Living, powerful, sharper than a sword. All things are naked and open to the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account. I remember once when I was a young pastor, after a service, a young man was waiting for me, and he came up to me afterwards and he said, "Have you been following me around?" I said, "No." He said, "Well, so many of the things you were preaching about today, I felt like somebody had been following me." That's the power of the Word of God. It goes down into the heart and into the conscience and exposes our sin. God rips away all of that outward costume that we might put on for the world. Look at the text. It says, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. Now that would be terrifying for us to think about God knowing all that about you and me. If it weren't for this paragraph, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet was without sin. How badly you and I need someone to stand before God on our behalf, because He can look right down inside of us. But just like that high priest in the Old Testament on the Day of Atonement went and pleaded with God on behalf of the people, that's how the Son of God is for you and me as well. He's gone to the cross and shed His blood to pay for our sin. And He now comes before His Heavenly Father pleading for us for His mercy and forgiveness and grace. The Bible says, God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. And so because of Christ, notice the invitation that we are given in this text. Let us there Therefore, come boldly to the throne of grace, confidently, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Notice that because of Christ, God doesn't tell you just to come before Him and ask things. He says, come boldly to the throne of grace. The word there in the Greek means to come with no fear of speaking, with absolute confidence. And we have that because of what Christ has done for us. There is now, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Let's close with a prayer. Our dear Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for being our great high priest, to go before the Father on our behalf and to plead our case with him. We thank you for shedding your blood to wipe away all of our guilt before God, that we now stand as holy in his sight. Give us hearts of faith to cherish and treasure this wonderful truth as we look forward to the day we will stand before him and in your presence eternally. We pray it all in your saving name. Amen. May God truly bless your day.